Blog Talk Radio.
But I want to find out also whose shoulders has he been standing on? So we're going to ask him that question as we welcome Eugene Davis. Eugene, you're on with Michael Hopkins, Carrie Hines, and, of course, Dr. Bernard Evans. And good morning
good
to
morning.
You, Eugene
good
Davis.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Dr. Evans. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Okay. It sounds like the Waltons here. Okay. Good morning.
Yeah. How about that?
So to answer your question,
okay.
I guess first
you heard
and foremost,
that. Okay.
Yes. First and foremost, I stand on the shoulders of God. And secondly,
yes.
I stand on the shoulders of my mentor, which is Dr. Bernard Evans, who has supported me for over 25 years in my career.
Unbelievable.
Has opened the door and has shown me things that, you know, no one else would have shown me coming into this business very naive. And he just always had this superior work ethic and something I always admired. And he has always guided me and brought out my talents, the best in me, and he believed in me more than I believed in myself most of the time. But, you know, it's been constructive criticisms. It's been just showing me how to be a businessman, how to he led me into how to be a great father. He taught me how to just be a great hairstylist and how to get my name out there, what it's about to be branding, what it is about to be a entrepreneur, a merchandiser, you name it. He's done it. He's shown me the way, and I'm so grateful to that, and I'm grateful to God for bringing him in my life when he did, and everything has this, and this is the season that I'm standing on his shoulders to support Beaufy Global and all the projects that come, because just like he taught me, I want to give back also with this project and teaching and educating the future professionals that are going to come up in this business.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
La 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 la
stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Officially good morning to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show around the world. I want to say a special thank you to our veterans who help to keep us on our toes and protected in this great country. Our hairstylists, whether you are a natural hairstylist or a licensed cosmetologist or both, we salute you. Our educators, hair practitioners, our wonderful trichologists, and wherever you are along the spectrum. And a special salute to our barbers, of course, who help to keep our communities connected. Our hair companies who put out products, the product manufacturers, want to say a special good morning from the Hair Radio Morning Show. And to those who do events, we didn't forget about you. We want to thank you for putting on meetups and live events all around the world that really helps to bring education and information to the masses and to our professional community and the readers of the magazines and to the magazines who really help to prop up the hair industry. I want to say thank you so much, and then particularly to our AfroLock magazine readers. Also, speaking of hair products, gotta shout out the Carapi distributors who helped to get my hair products line out to everybody. The Salon TV Network. If you're watching us, it's on the Salon TV Network. And to those who support my literary efforts with my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is available in three different formats, whether it's ebook, paperback that you can read, turn the pages like the old days, and a brand new audio version that we have a great voiceover artist performing. And it's just nice to say good morning to everybody and to all the folks. If we've forgotten anybody, you're in our hearts, and just keep it right here for so much more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you. And again, we're going to take it to the top. Stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be, there was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. Again, Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, we have, I think you've made one of the biggest splashes to our broadcast in recent memory. I have to be quite frank, and I think it's wonderful. I really do. I think folks have responded to you as a great hairstylist, as someone who can keep a conversation going. So
no,
we're going to have some fun this morning. Yes, indeed.
No doubt.
So listen,
no doubt.
I have to, let me just remind everybody, for those folks who may have just been tuning in today for the first time, so you are based down in the Georgia area. Is it Atlanta?
Atlanta.
I remember Buckhead. Buckhead has a great reputation. At least it used to in the old days. I'm sure it's still very nice.
It still does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember Buckhead. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I've been there since 1992, so it's been a long time.
Hold on, you've been there since when?
1992.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Well, first of all, let me shout out everybody down here because we have a huge fan base down in Georgia.
Okay.
So that is very important. You know, speaking of which, we have this big rivalry going. As folks know, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And New York City, we have this huge rivalry with Georgia for
really?
The hair crown. Who is the biggest hair city? I think it really is between New York and Atlanta. I do. I think those are the biggest hair communities that I am. Everybody in the, I should be nice because everybody else is going to fight with us on that. You do know that.
You know what?
All of Chicago and L.A. and Houston.
We all brothers.
Yeah, we are. Well, I make sure that we represent everybody. We love everybody, as they know.
Okay.
You guys know.
No,
yeah, so listen here. I want to talk a little bit. Now, tell everybody, you do all kinds of hair. Let's talk a little bit about that today.
Okay.
Tell everybody, what kind of styles do you like? What type of styles are folks always asking you to do? And it sounds like you love what you're doing.
I do. I have a passion for it. And what I do is corrective hair. So I do.
Ooh.
I study with pathologists and dermatologists to make sure that the chemicals and the products that we're using are conducive to the medications that my clients are taking. I deal with hair loss for any reason. I do not do weave. So I grow it. So literally, when people have a medication that has a side effect of hair loss, let's say tamoxifen, metformin, or people that are going through chemotherapy, I can either grow it through the chemotherapy or I can grow it after, depending on what stage there are and what kind of cancer they have.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Bond of
Welcome to Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Today, we also are discussing the topic of hair loss, and we have with us someone who has been courageously fighting hair loss, and her name is Mary T. And Mary, we want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network today.
Thank you. Glad to be a part. Thank you very much.
Now, let's just jump in, Mary. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I've been living in California for the past 40-plus years. I'm originally from Arkansas. I started dealing with hair loss, though, in California probably about 10, 12 years ago.
Well, tell us about that. So when you say you were dealing with hair loss, tell us what you mean.
Well, at first I got something like, it was almost like a pimple in the top of my head. As I was combing my hair, I really didn't think anything about it. And it was really sore. And then it was there and then it would go away. And then it didn't bother me for a while. My hair, I didn't notice any changes in my hair or anything of that sort. And then it seemed to occur every 2 or 3 months and then more often. So finally, I start seeing hair loss. I went to the doctors. The doctor, you know, did a diagnosis of me. He had me come back several times. And then he also had me come back several months with a pool of doctors from the Sacramento, Los Angeles area. And I believe he had a couple of doctors from some parts of Texas, too. I felt like I was on display because they was all kind of looking at my scalp, took hair samples, to look under the microscope. They also looked at my scalp under the microscope. And it took them, you know, a few weeks to come back to me with the diagnosis said that I had alopecia areata. And they gave me a little bit of information about that, indicated that it could be from straightening comb, when I was using straightening comb, which I really didn't use very much, but they said it could be from straightening combs and from perms. A combination. My type hair loss is the, I kind of have a male baldness. It started off real thin and now in the very top, I really kind of have no hair and it's gotten very thin around the edges. So I kind of got a little depressed, discouraged. So at one point I just shaved it all off to kind of see what would happen. The edges came back, you know, but the top where it had came, where I lost the hair, did not come back. I was also instructed by a hairdresser at the time that was taking care of my hair to use Nioxin shampoo and conditioner, and that was supposed to be really good. But I think it was good from what I understand. If the hair loss wasn't as severe as mine, and of course, I mean, it felt good to the scalp, but it really did not bring any of my hair back, do anything. That point, I start using wraps and different things for the hair because I was very uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable with wigs and wraps, but it got to the point that I lost so much hair, I went to a place that specialized in cancer and alopecia patients to look at wigs. And then they introduced me to some wigs that was soft to the touch of the skin versus, you know, really some of the wigs are really sticky, kind of stick to your skin and real itchy. So I ran those and I got a little bit more comfortable. And I'm comfortable with them, but it would be nice if I had hair, but I don't think that that's going to happen at this point because it's been so long and I keep losing hair. Once in a while now, the pimples will come back, not that often, maybe once every 2-3 months or so, I may get that, and it's very sensitive for me to touch my head or comb it. I still shampoo my hair, condition it every other day because I work out and I sweat a lot. So I still want to make sure that
Mary, we want to let everybody know that you're still being treated, correct? Like, this is ongoing treatment for you.
Yes, it is, but nothing is happening really.
An amazing, amazing guest. I'm so super excited. This is one of the people that has been there through my podcast journey. As you know, we are back refreshed, renewed, after a very long, long hiatus. I'm sorry, you guys. But, you know, we're back with a great guest. But, yes, he has been there for me, answered questions for me. I've been on his show. He has been someone that I can, you know, look to and be my role model for one of the things. What my role model for things. So I'm super excited to introduce Mr. Kerry Hines. And I can't wait for him to tell you about who he is, because although I'm talking about his podcast and his show, I think he's really close to a very big number in episodes, but he does so many other things. So, Kerry, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you. It is very much an honor to be on the Miss Savvy Pro Show. I feel like I've made it to the top. For us, myself, Kerry Hines, and the Hair Radio Morning Show and the Hair Radio brand, which is just one component of what I do, but it's a big one. And it has been very important. It's probably had the greatest influence of pretty much on my platforms. And where we've been able to make an impression on everyone from entrepreneurs of all walks of life, to those who are specializing in the hair and beauty industry, which has been my stock and trade for several decades. And I'm just very honored. And then I kind of parlayed that into a big, big platform with my own hair products called Kerapy, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. That means carry and hair therapy. And if that's not enough, I also, of course, started a great magazine. Right now it's online digital, called Afrolock, A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, Afrolock Magazine. And I'm so proud of it, because what it really exemplifies is that it is a lock on Afro culture. So that magazine is a lifestyle brand, which is so funny, because when I created it, I had already been working in the area with magazines like Upscale. I had been one of their graphic artists, and also produced their radio network. So I was already familiar in that space. And so I decided to launch our own brand.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. Welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. It is Wednesday morning. It's March 6th of 2024. It's our broadcast show number 964. Show number 964. We're coming to you live from Brooklyn, New York. I am so, so grateful to have a very special guest joining us in the first hour. And I've got to say, I've known him for such a long time. We actually opened up today's broadcast with the great words of encouragement. We're going to talk about that and so much more. Again, welcome back. The man, he's one of the guys behind the BOP brand. We'll talk about that. Mr. Eugene Davis, you are with us live. Had to get up. You're in the Central Time Zone, so you're up even earlier. Good morning,
yes,
officially,
sir.
And welcome back live. Good morning again.
Good.
How are
good
you?
Good morning, Kerry. Good morning, Kerry. I'm great. I'm great this morning. And 964, wow. You almost have that 1,000 mark. It's just marching on, isn't it?
It is. It's a pleasure. And I've got to say, Eugene, you've been a part of that. So you're embedded in quite a few of those broadcasts that we've done. And we're so proud. And that's one of the reasons I want you to come on this morning, so that we could talk a little bit about that. Talk about the amazing success of the Hair Radio Morning Show, what makes it so special. And also, more importantly, what's going on with you at theOCGlobal.com, the incredible Dr. Bernard Evans, who's with us right here on the show, often even in the clip, the little opening segment we played early this morning with you and Michael Hopkins and Dr. Evans. It was just fantastic. And in that, you were talking, we asked the question about standing on whose shoulders. Whose shoulders do you stand on? And you had the most eloquent response that, of course, God and then your mentor. So
yes.
I want to kind of expound on that a little bit, you know, because you've been in the industry for a long time, Eugene Davis. You really have. You're one of, I'm going to give you the legendary status. It's got to be bestowed upon us. You know, it really has to be bestowed. So I'm bestowing upon you, sir, and I'm sure others have done the same. So let's talk a little bit about your journey. Let's talk about the fact that on whose shoulders. And again, so let's talk about that. You stand on the shoulders of Dr. Evans. Tell us a little bit more about that. We understand that he supported your career for years. So share with the fans.
Yeah.
A little bit more about
Kerry. Well, when I say I stand on the shoulders of Dr. Evans, I'm saying it in a place of love, because he has been in the years that I've been in this industry, he has been an integral part of it along my pathway. And he's always, he was always open for me to ask questions. He was always doing things that I had no idea as a hairstylist that those opportunities were for us. And he always took the time and the patience to show me what I was capable of. Like, I knew I was a talented stylist, but I didn't know at the time that I could understand business. I didn't know at the time that I was gifted as far as editorial goes, or I could work in a commercial sense, that I knew the difference between commercial and fashion, you know, that I would be sought after by companies for my knowledge that I've learned working with him when he was developing products, you know, because before Beaufy, there was Platinum Hair Care System, and that whole development, I was there. And so it just opened up another world to me, that what was capable of just not just being a hairdresser or a hairstylist behind the chair, but there were options if you decided not to stand behind the chair, you know, because I didn't know there were options prior to that. But this is it. This is it for the rest of my life. But in my journey, I have transitioned to different positions. I've sat on boards. I've helped build curriculum for cosmetology. So there's a lot of different avenues that my expertise and my learning and having a great mentor has taught me to not be afraid to step out or dance to the beat of my own drum.
Absolutely. And I'm going to throw in the word pivoted. I believe you
yes.
pivoted from one incredible part of your journey to another. And I so love that. You mentioned about prior to Beaufy and working with Platinum, and I remember you being on the road and working
yes.
so closely with developing young talent, going into the classrooms and just talking to the students and the, you know, we call the babies in the industry, the folks
yes.
just really wanting to do this, right?
Yes.
So what would you say, you know, you have a global audience right now listening.
Yes.
What advice would you like to share built on that or kind of in that vein of encouraging these young folks who are trying to do cosmetology or the hair industry in general? What would you say? And again, I love what you just said about there being so much more than just behind the chair. I wanted to just mention that. So what other advice might you say?
Well, when most students come out of school, the whole focus is to go behind the chair and to make money, which is great because that is a skill set that you're going to learn about people, about business, about time management. There's so many skills in just being behind the chair that you're going to learn. And I always encourage them and always let them know when I did go into classrooms that, you know, having the right tools, the right knowledge, you never stop learning. Mm. I learn something from somebody all the time, things that I probably have missed or wasn't my strongest skill set. And people teach me how to improve on that. You know, so it's a each one teach one in this industry. So we're constantly learning, we're constantly developing each other. And I always tell them that in this business, especially as a stylist behind the chair, one of the first things you have to know is you have to be able to do every style, every technique, and know the trends. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to be your key in the beginning to making money and perfect it. So if you're a great hair cutter, be the best hair cutter. If you're a great colorist, be the best colorist. If you're a natural stylist, be the best natural stylist. If you're a braider, be the best braider. But focus in what you do well. It's great that you can have all the skills, but home into what you do well, develop that, and become an expert. Then add on to your arsenal. So then you build from there. You know what I'm saying? So while you're making your money in this business, you are also building your other skill sets so that you can do anything. So I always advise them to always take the next level of education. If you see a class at Bonner Brothers or IBS or at any of the hair shows, there's one coming, the Midwest show coming to Chicago, any of these shows, if you can get in and get into a class, if it's affordable for you, get in there, learn as much as you can. follow people on social media who are doing the things that you want to do. Listen to them, because there's a wealth of information that constantly that professionals give to the up and coming next professional, you know, our future professionals. And we're invested because we know that just like in any business, the future is who's coming behind you. And if we have equipped them
That's
with what
right.
they need in order to be successful and how to manage their money, how to have insurance, not only for their health insurance, but also insurance for their business in case something does go wrong. You know, so all those things are so that they know these things and know that as a human being, you know, health wise, you know, we create so many bad habits being on the floor. You know, we overwork ourselves, especially in your 20s. You know, you go to work at 6 a.m., you don't get off at 3, and you back up at 6, back doing the same thing, not eating well, not drinking well. All that catches up to you in the future. So,
oh boy,
being aware of your health and your body is so important in this business
Absolutely.
Too, because you'll end up with back, arm, leg, thigh problems, so many issues that you don't know what to do.
Oh,
so
huh.
it's important to take care of that body in the process. So, and that's another thing that we do talk about and we do educate them on, positioning, how you stand. Do you use a mat? What's the floor like? You know, all those things
exactly.
are important in the longevity of this career.
Absolutely. I second that. And that's what the importance of something like what we're doing at the Hair Radio Morning Show is to remind the professionals to and educate the prospective clients that you guys that are tuned in. And
yes.
I gotta say, I just want to go back. The Midwest show, is that
mm-hmm.
still going on in Chicago? I thought that had stopped for a little while. Is the Midwest show back on?
Yes, it's still back on. It might have stopped for a little while, but it's back on. Since I've lived in Chicago, I guess I've gone the last 5 or 6 years it's been here. I came
wow.
here about 9 years ago. I don't remember it 9 years ago, but I remember it within the last 6 years.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, listen,
so I make it a point to go. Yes.
I want to get all the details for the fans. That's all. I want to get everything
so that we can encourage folks. Yeah, I'll get that for you. That's not a problem. I'll make sure I find out the information and get an email to you. Yeah.
I would love to try to get there and do something. I think that would be fantastic. Speaking of shows, while I was at the IBS show over the weekend, the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits in New York City, and ran into someone who was talking about Rudy and in Secaucus, New Jersey with the IHS. I remember that International Hair Show from years ago.
Yes, in New Jersey. I do remember that one.
Do you remember them in Secaucus?
Let
me just make it clear to folks. Secaucus, New Jersey, I'm sorry. I forget that everybody is not in the Northeast or knows where we are. But, Secaucus, New Jersey, like by the Meadowlands or something. And
exactly
I was shocked
where it
to
was.
Find, right? And I just, like I said, you bumping into folks at the hair shows, that's why it's important to get out to these shows, to the event, where you can connect or reconnect, as it were. And so I was shocked. I didn't even realize that. And I can't wait to, I'll reach out and try to get some, like you're going to help us, Eugene Davis, with more info on the Midwest show. And see how we can get some coverage on that and the IHS, the International Hair Show in Secaucus, New Jersey. Now, that's different than the International Beauty Show. Two different cans of worms.
Yeah.
And we're going to say cans of beauty, not worms.
Yes. And believe it or not, Carrie, I started my career at the IBS in New York because I just heard you mention Yes, I did. When I was a student, I competed in the International Styling Award, and I came in second place internationally, and that's when I got the bug for styling, like performing and being in front of people and being on stage. The bug started right there. I was like, oh, and I was still a student at the time.
I love that, Eugene. In fact, you just reminded me, speaking of the IHS, I remember they hired me. I was on one of the stages, and Glenn from the Golden Scissor Awards from D.C.
Yes.
area at the time.
Yes.
Remember Glenn? Oh, he was so,
yes,
he's still out there, I'm sure.
Yep.
I just loved him. Yeah, he was doing his thing on one stage. I was interviewing and talking and hosting with the students. I had the student stage. And I just remember it so well. And I believe that was at their show in Secaucus. I'm almost certain of that. That's why I guess I have such fond memories of it. But these events are important. I mean, they really
are
important, right? Just wanted to remind everybody, Eugene, and I'm hoping that you're going to make it on into Atlanta for our Get Set Atlanta.
Yes.
It is. Boy, it's on and popping, as the kids say.
Okay.
I don't know if they still say it, but
they probably do. They probably
about,
we don't know.
2 years. We don't know. It takes me like 10 years later. I'm just getting to it. They're on to something else, you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, Get Set Atlanta and Get Set Vet. This is a wonderful dual event that we're doing to recognize, you know, the importance of being prepared at your salon or barbershop. That's number one. It's being hosted down in Morrow, Georgia, which I've been there. I was there 5 years ago. We did this kind of wonderful meetup, which is, it's a wonderful, it's an indoor, I got to lead in with the words indoor, or the word indoor rather. It's an indoor space, like farmers markets. To me, it's like a big supermarket type thing. Beautiful. When the people check out, they're right there facing this incredible shop that allows them to come in and get herbs and all kinds of health scans and all kinds of things to help them on their, you talk about health journey. So I'm so excited.
Wow.
Eileen was shouting her out this morning. I'm going to have to get Eileen on here to talk about how great it was. Siobhan and I flew down for the day. And it was really it was an experience I'll never forget. I'll have to share that with you guys in some days to come. It was kind of a life changing experience. Yeah, just that's why you have to go out. You gotta get up and out and be part of this special connection. Now, Eugene Davis, I gotta talk a little bit, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Beofi. But I wanted to say you will be with us in this space. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Now, Eugene's out there, so, you know, here and there, you know, it's not always easy to get on, or you might have some other things. But you're going to try to join us live in the space, which I'm just thrilled. I'm just thrilled.
Yes. I will, I will do my best and commit to that, yes.
Awesome. And
because
I love
talking to people, and I love talking with you. Huh? Say it again.
Oh, listen, likewise, and back at you. Listen, now we have to work in the incredible work that you're doing as a CD, a creative director, and so much more at BeofiGlobal.com. It's an incredible brand. What can you tell us that maybe folks don't know what Beofi is all about? What would you say to them?
Beofi is the brainchild of Dr. Evans, and Beofi stands for Be Beautiful. Beofi is beautiful, and it's your interpretation of beautiful. And it could be so many ways people like the Bible. People say that the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So however you interpret beautiful, we stand for it. You know, whether it's healthy hair, whether it's good health, whether it's eating habits, whether it's losing weight, whether it's how you do your finances, how you talk to other people, how you relate. So it's about community, and about anything that's going to help build up our community is what we're about. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to offer services. and products and things that are going to help the community get ahead. That is the whole premise behind it, and it's all led by the Spirit of God, you know. And everyone is a believer in Jesus Christ, our Savior, and because of that, we listen to the Holy Spirit in the guidance that are the needs of our community and how we can help and what we can do with the talents that we have been allotted for the time that we are here.
BeOfiGlobal.com, BeOfiGlobal.com. And again, just to remind everybody, that's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India, global. All right, listen, folks, Eugene Davis, what can I say? It's always a great honor and pleasure to have you with us. We look forward to Wednesdays on the broadcast.
Yes.
We're looking forward to that first hour on Wednesday mornings right here, just to continue with what you're doing and to share with everybody out there. We thank you so much. All right, Eugene. So we're going to just have you to kind of stay right there and let's keep it moving this morning. I just love the song. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay.
saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Do one hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper. Make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap. Money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick. Now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance. And that's just something you can't dodge. Because you mess around and you get sick. Now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it. The whole thing about do you show up with your natural hair? You know? Did not wear braids.
The current black. Yeah, I just we gotta tease up on the people.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. Purple Barbie, it is Wednesday morning. It's March 6th of 2024. It is my great honor to have you guys with us. 964 episodes as of today. Wow, we are just, I don't know what to say. Well, listen, let me bring to the line one of an amazing co-stars that we have here on the broadcast. Kind of helps to get us going each morning. I've got to say, Nicole Marie comes to us from the Central Time Zone, like our first guest this morning. Nicole Marie, you are out in Worcester Valley, Mississippi, and we are just so grateful to have you with us. Again, good morning. Happy mid-show.
Good morning. Happy mid-show. Happy Wednesday. How you doing, Carrie?
Yes, happy. Doing just fantastic, I've got to say. Uh-huh. I'm so happy. Yeah, we're kind of moving along this week.
We are.
And it's just been an incredible time. Yeah. So I want to kind of jump right on in. Yeah, Nicole Marie, first of all, we had an incredible live guest on in our first hour, which is something that is very rare. Yeah, usually our live guest is spotlighted at 8 o'clock or so New York time, but I'm so honored that this gentleman, Eugene Davis, who you guys know his name out there.
Shout out to Eugene.
Right? Was that not just awesome this morning?
It was wonderful. I always love hearing from Eugene. It was wonderful, wonderful. I enjoyed, you know, listening to him, talking about just so much. I've enjoyed it. And I thoroughly enjoyed just hearing about Dr. Evans being his mentor for so many years. And I love Dr. Evans and what he stands for. So that it's just a wonderful connection. I love it.
It is, yes. And for the fans, especially you guys out there, you've been with us. You recognize Eugene's name. He certainly hosted his own program right here, on Thursday morning. So it's great to have him back on to be doing some big stuff. Hey,
awesome.
I don't know, Nicole Marie, if you heard our music playlist this morning, but we
I
featured
have.
A few songs.
Have me dancing some, this morning.
I may have to explain some. What did
okay.
you think, first of all? Let me just check in with you. What comes
I thought
to mind
it was great.
When you think of our music? Oh, that sounds nice.
Dancing,
thank you.
Excitement, just on the move.
Oh, awesome. Okay, then that I feel great. Thank you. Because the fans, you guys always let me know. If I, you know, usually when I put on the fan favorites, it's always great. And then sometimes I'll slip in something a little different. Well, today we led in with one of my favorite artists of all time. I've been trying to get her on the show for years. I've seen her perform live, and she is one from back in the day. There's a type of music that the Northeast we used to call club-type music.
Right.
Chicago
right.
also had it out there as well. It goes between New York and Chicago in terms of who created that kind of club and powerful song, dance songs. And Crystal Waters, the world knows her from that
yeah.
big hit, Gypsy Woman, She's Homeless song. And we got that on today, a special remix edition, and I just loved it. And so we used these incredible songs and highlight them on our show. You know, in part we're, you know, paying tribute to the artist, of course, but also just it gets your spirit up and going and just, you
it
know.
Does. It does.
Right?
What a way
yeah.
to get you going so this morning.
Get you going while you're having that coffee and tea,
exactly.
You know, or toast. Or making
that's
breakfast
it.
For the kids or the family, right?
Yeah.
Or
that's
somebody
it.
Making breakfast
for
you.
Get ready for your
you know?
Inspirational hope for the day. It just pumps you up and
yeah.
gets you moving in that positive mindset.
Exactly. And I think, Nicole Marie, that's what this is all about when we do this show each day. It's about that inspiration and all of that. So I'm always super, super excited. So, yeah, we had She's Homeless. Crystal Waters is the artist, of course. Now, I want to say the next song, I know I took folks a little bit. But this is a group called Coldplay. And it's very rare that we don't feature straight-up R&B or something in the soul genre. But Coldplay is one of those groups out there that had a hit called Viva La Vida. And I've lived the life. And I remember this song because at the time, Chris Martin, who sings lead for Coldplay, was married to Gwyneth Paltrow, the actress, Black Santa's daughter and all of that. Gwyneth
nice.
Won an Oscar and all that. Well, we have a connection to Miss Gwyneth, and so that gives
of
us a connection and a link to Coldplay. What's
right.
that? We have a connection to everybody.
Connection.
Yes, we have a connection to everybody. And I remember, let me tell you, Nicole Marie, I remember back in the day, People Magazine had put on Gwyneth Paltrow as the most beautiful woman. You know, they always picked you know, white bread kind of lady, nothing against her, but that's, and it was a big commotion. There were people who were for that. For her being selected, and there were people who were not.
Right.
And I remember it so well because we had her best friend at the time was none other than hairstylist David Babai.
Wow.
And you can Google David. His last name was B like boy, A, B like boy, A, I. And David Babai, just an incredible hairstylist, and he was the true celebrity, and I've interviewed a lot of folks. He was truly the all-time celebrity stylist that I've ever heard of.
Wow.
He worked for, you know, did stuff for the Oscars and everybody.
Right.
When your best friend is Gwyneth Paltrow and Goldie Hawn's daughter, you know, you're somebody. And
you
can Google him out there and see the pictures with him and with Gwyneth and everybody else. But what I remember is that David would come on our show. David would come onto the Hair Radio Morning Show whenever I needed him on and be supportive. and I just loved him very much. He was a very kind man. His shop was out in Beverly Hills, of course. And he was just down to earth, though. Lost a lot of weight, was doing well, and we lost him just not all that long ago. Some real sad. Yeah, he had made several appearances on this very broadcast, and you would never know that he was as entrenched in as he was. But he was a big part. And I've got a little memoriam that was done for him that I'll try to get on in the next hour somewhere.
Okay, that'll be
by one of our mutual friends. Yeah, so really good stuff. So listen, but yeah, that's my connection. He had done everybody's hair from Brad and Angelina to, you can, like I said, if you Google him, you'll see all his celebrity pictures. He's, you know, there were receipts out there for him. So I talked to a lot of stylists and, oh, I'm a celebrity, da, 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 da. But this man has truly, he really was that. But he was down to earth. You didn't hear, he never bragged, none of that stuff. So listen, we talked about the events earlier. We talked about Get Set. Did you hear that, Nicole Marie? And what are your thoughts on Get Set at
Get Set? Get Set Atlanta. So excited about that. Not very far from me. I think it'll be a wonderful opportunity for people to come out, network, learn some new information.
Exactly.
It'll be great.
All
I'm looking forward to it.
I agree. Yes, it's happening on Sunday, Cinco de Mayo, which is May 5th, 2024. So it's coming up not all that long from now. In Morrow, Georgia. Yeah. And for you guys out there, the information is on eventbrite.com. Again, that's eventbrite.com. So it's on eventbrite.com as Get Set Atlanta. Or you could just go to Google. Just type in a search, Get Set Atlanta, and it pops right up. It's the first thing you see. You can't miss it. Get Set Atlanta. So, it's all the above, as Nicole Marie just said, and I'm super, super excited to bring folks together. We talked a little bit about it in the first hour with Eugene Davis. And just good stuff. I'm really excited about it. And so many of the other hair shows that I forget are happening out there. So, you know, we just want
to
remind folks.
There's always something going on.
Yeah, and speaking of events and hair shows and all that, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to kind of take you to some of the coverage from this past weekend at IBS, the International Beauty Show here in New York, and keep the conversation going. Yeah, I think I have something that actually from my just walking towards the building and, again, some of the folks that we encounter along the way, and we'll kind of talk a little bit more about IBS and what I think this show represented this year. Yeah, they just wrapped yesterday, and I think they did such a great job with all of that. So I think we'll be, I think it'll be good. So, Nicole Marie, what's the weather like down there in WV? What's going on down in Water Valley?
Pleasant temperatures right now, back up in the 60s today, but it's been raining the last couple of days, so it's a little damp and cloudy, but it's going to warm up today, and it's pretty decent right now. So looking forward
to
another great day here. How's the weather there in New York?
It's pretty much the same weather here, ironically. Yeah, we're pretty much kind of hovering in that same space. But I'm looking forward to it. I think we are milder temperatures. I'll take it. I remember as a kid, this time of the year was always so unpredictable with the weather.
Exactly.
So that's kind of still,
coming into the rainy storm season.
Yeah.
Tornado watches and mornings and all of that. So,
absolutely. Now, Nicole, I want to talk a little bit, just shifting a tad over to the Women's History Month type celebration, you guys know. We're still celebrating out here with Mark.
We are.
Yes. So just a reminder, in terms of Women's History Month, women have contributed so much to the landscape of America and the world for that much. Anything you want to add to that with Girl Power Talk right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, Nicole Marie, to lead that up.
Well, first of all, I want to shout out all the young girls and women, all of our listeners, all of our fans. Thank you so much for tuning in. And just a shout out to you for just standing strong and doing what you do every day. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. We face so much on a daily basis. We multitask and do so many different things. We're taking care of families and, you know, working and just doing so many things, contributing so much to society. So just shout out to all of you and thank you for all that you do. And also, each one, teach one, reach one. Whether you're a young girl, whether you're a woman, mentor someone. Teach someone something. Show them the way on how to be better. To, you know, just encourage them, inspire them to do better. Because sometimes you don't know what each person may be going through. So it's always just a kind gesture to reach out and just encourage someone. You never know. You may change their life.
Wow. Well, it gets no better than that. Oh, but it does. Nicole Marie, you're always here bringing the hope. And we're going to jump on into that in just a moment. I've got to say, great, great encouraging words. And I'm always impressed. I really am. Because to me, I think, you know, just being able to recognize the what so many women have done, it's just my mouth is on the floor. And so, and it's so important for women in particular who've had a tough time throughout history. I mean, it's not a secret. And I think that
open by challenges
keeping,
overcome.
Yes, exactly. Overcoming so much, it just speaks to the their core strength and just being so amazing. At so many things, you know. Yeah, you're the queens of multitasking, just top of that, which I just love, and being able to do just so much and so just multi-talented. But it's nice that the world is paying tribute.
Exactly.
And not just one month, but every day.
Every
and
single
so
day.
Great job. Well, you remind us of that, Nicole Marie. You really do with what you're doing. So speaking of being reminded of just how great folks are, we have something that I just love. We started here on the broadcast with Hope of the Day, and I think that's something that that you can talk all about, but we created just something that I had to kind of say, I think I like this. This is a little ditty, as Muslim used to say, which is our little introduction to the hope of the day.
Of the
and
day.
I think you guys, are going to really like it. So here, take a listen, and we're going to talk a little bit more on the other side.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right. So, Nicole Marie, what hope do you have for us today? Because we need it. What hope do you have for us today?
The hope of today is appreciate success, especially the success of others. It's easy to feel jealous and begrudge them their achievements, but most are being rewarded for their hard work. use it as an example. Follow in their footsteps and beyond. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, I like this. I do. I think each day you find something incredible to share in Patrick's book. I appreciate that. Speaking of appreciation, appreciate success. I say the same thing here each day on the broadcast. Absolutely.
You do. You certainly do.
Right? Do I not? Absolutely. My phrase is that it's, I live in success.
Right.
And I have to say, learning to clap for others. And I have to say it like that because it doesn't seem like
that's
it's something that should be more inherent in us than it seems. But learning to support others' success, because by doing so, to me, says so much about who you are.
So true.
And it says so little when you don't. And so,
I just want
to kind of put that on out there. Yeah. So learn to appreciate what makes other folks successful, because to me, that's how you learn. That's how you learn.
Definitely how you learn. Not trying to copy
what
they're doing.
Exactly.
But to learn from other people and something, some tip that they may give to you may help you in what you're trying to do, but you don't try to copy someone else. I mean, you can appreciate and admire what someone else is doing, but everyone has been given their own gift. Do what you are supposed to do with the gift that you've been given. Stay in your lane. Stop trying to jump in somebody else's lane, looking at the success that they may be having, and have your own success. Focus on what you're doing.
I agree. And that needs to start today, folks. And social media is one of the culprits. Social media almost forces you to compare your life to others. And it may not even be a realistic depiction of your life.
A lot of it is not.
It is not. And I know we've talked about this, but I just think it bears repeating. Please, turn off the social media. Try to get your family and friends onto some other kind of, just remember to put down those electronic devices and kind of reengage face to face.
Exactly.
I can't stress that.
Right.
So that to me will lead to appreciating success.
Exactly. And if you don't have a family or, children per se, then connect with your other family members, whether it's siblings, whether it's cousins, whoever it is, connect with them. Connect with close friends, those people that are truly your friends, not the ones that pretend to be your friends, those ones that are truly your friends.
And I have to say, Nicole Marie, thank you for even bringing this forward, because a lot of what's happening out here on a serious note with mental illness and people who are kind of, out here by themselves, I understand how that can be. This is why there's such
it's a big
thing right now. You have to stay connected. And
Even if it's only one person.
Me, I'm a single person, too. It's very tough, but you got to force yourself to stay connected. So that's why I just bug you guys every day on this show. with the On the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're continuing to do such amazing things. I listened back to yesterday's broadcast. I was just blown away at how beautiful it was. It was and every day it's something a little different here. For you this is correct. Coming up, speaking of which, again, you want to stay tuned. I've got a few updates coming up around in the third hour at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on just not just the upcoming event, but also on what happened over the weekend at the largest beauty show in the country. Yeah, so I've got some updates and some things that you guys are going to find, I think, interesting. And then we've got some surprises in store, so you don't want to go anywhere. So listen, get on. Yeah, now her dad, we have so many connections with just about everybody. Her father was right here on the broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Had a chance to chat with him about his famous daughter and the group that he started with Destiny's Child and all of that. Well, she struck out on her own and became a global superstar. We, of course, are talking about Beyonce. Now, here's one of my favorite songs that people think is called To the Left, but it ain't. It's irreplaceable. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box, to the left. In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, nigga, please don't touch. Don't cut and keep talking that mess. That's fine. Could you walk and talk? It's my name that's on that tag. You remove your bags, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to say, you must not know about me. You must not know about me. I could have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby. You must not know about me.
We're dealing with producer extraordinaire.
Yes.
So it ain't, when we're dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as It's going to be all right. No, it's never going to be all right. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. I agree, and I think it's trusting, Carrie, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
Well, good morning, Nicole Marie. I can't say it as nice as Carrie says it, but Nicole Marie. He says in such a distinctful, style. So I'm glad to be here with you this morning.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to be speaking with you this morning. I've enjoyed hearing about your background. I'm also an educator. So when you said that, my ears perked up. Yes.
There you go.
But here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, my focus is, girl power, focusing on young girls, young women, women of all ages, just to be the best that they can be. So my question to you is, with the personality test and with your consulting company, you spoke about mentoring. So do you also mentor to the younger generation, like high school, during the time when they're trying to figure out what it is they're trying to do? And it's key because sometimes the kids get locked into, what mom and dad says I should do versus what's really in their heart and their passion. So is that part of your mentoring to, high school students and to just get them on the path to realizing what they want to do, not what someone else wants them to do?
Absolutely. Let me say this before I answer that. You would be impressed to know that the creator – of the original DISC personality profile, it's a gentleman by the name of William Marston, M-A-R-S-T-O-N. He is a graduate and a law professor from Harvard. And he created it in 1928. So as you can see, it has withstood the test of time. Now, you would be happy to know that he had several other creations too. One of them was the lie detector test. He's the one that created that. But most importantly, back during those days, it was hard to have a female superhero, right? Well, guess what he created? Wonder Woman.
Wow.
He is the creator of the female superhero, Wonder Woman. So I think that's kind of interesting for the parallel between that and the fact that you are out talking about women power, female, mentors,
all about the superpowers.
Exactly. And see, basically, as far as the mentoring is concerned, I don't actually do the mentoring, but what part of my transformation is, once people become a part of, learning and self-discovering my superpower, is part of it is getting a mentor. And we do have resources for mentorship because you got a mentor, you got a mentee. Both of them have a different role. And then, of course, the most important part is for them to have one so that they can walk, the walk that somebody else has already traveled. They don't have to make the same mistakes because guess what? They got somebody that can show them the way. Otherwise, So I'm glad to hear that you're doing something like that because our girls really, really need it. And having people like you, with a background in education, steering them to be the best that they can be. And see, that's what the DISC is all about. Understand who you are. 8 billion people on this planet, Nicole, 8 billion, but there's only 4 personality profiles. And you are one of them. Those girls that you're talking about, those females that you're talking about, they have one of those profiles.
More tools for tackling 1, use the word no. Number 2, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number 3, clear your mind. And number 4, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me. But no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have 2 responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number 3, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number 4, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. Then go back and prioritize them, because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these 4 ways of addressing overwhelm by number 1, saying no, number 2, consulting your calendar, number 3, clearing your mind, and number 4, getting organized by
Hi everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Michael Hopkins, let me be the very first to talk about this, and I'm so excited because this is a conversation I've been looking forward to having, and it really is about getting set, and that's S period E period T. That's S-E-T. So let's kind of dig into this, because we're really talking about health and safety at the salons and barber shops and businesses in general there.
Oh, yeah.
So what, let's kind of delve into this. So what exactly is Get Set? And again, it really has to do with safety at the shops, and that's what it really stands for. Salons, emergency training, and or,
right,
in this case, talk. So
yes.
So Michael, what comes to mind when you think about safety at shops, just in general?
Well, in general, Carrie, just safety is so paramount that you have safety in the workplace. It's,
yeah,
paramount. And it consists of so much. And that's why I'm so glad that we're talking about this. This is a very important topic.
I agree. And folks want to know, why is it so important? Well, I have to say, because this is something, it's a new day. And there was a period
very
of time where maybe we didn't have to be so concerned about our security when we were at our favorite hair salon or barbershop. But that day has kind of gone by. And what we're kind of left now with is just making certain that we have salons and barbershops with adequate, beyond adequate security measures and,
right,
procedures in place. And so that's kind of where we are today in terms of talking about it. Exactly what can you do if you are faced with an emergency at your shop? And,
Very much so.
Michael, what should one be thinking about at their shop? And how should we break this down for hairstylists and barbers and shop owners who may have never thought about having to be concerned about their personal safety or the safety of their customers? What would you say to them?
Wow, Carrie, one of the first things that I would say to anyone who owns that type of establishment, or any type of establishment actually, Carrie,
yeah,
is be aware of your surroundings.
That's
the first thing. Let's be aware of our surroundings. Situational awareness. Many times people are not paying attention. As you know, Carrie, we're in the age now of a lot of these electronic devices. We're,
yes,
in that age now where these things are practically glued to us.
True.
And unfortunately and regrettably, we're so dependent upon these devices, we get mesmerized with them. We all do it. And when you get mesmerized with these devices, you kind of lose track of the world around you and the people around you. And as you so, you know, in the beginning of this, Carrie Hines, as you so eloquently put it, we're in an age now that you have to pay attention.
You just have to.
You don't have a choice anymore. Yes, it was a time where, you know, people were kinder and it was okay. But nowadays, you have to pay attention. That's the number one thing. If I was to say anything to anybody.
Okay, so I like what you said about the situational awareness. So that means,
right,
knowing what's happening around you in basic terms. And
yes,
so that means kind of putting that cell phone down and kind of always being observant. And if you are scrolling to the right or scrolling up and down or sliding to the right or whatever it is, then please just make sure of what's going on at the shop or wherever you are. Remember, emergencies can happen at the least likely time. So, you know, you just have to always kind of, you know, you don't have to be, you know, scared or anything, but just be, you know, on guard, you know, in case you need to take further action, which we're going to talk about.
Just in case. You know, one of the things, you know, Carrie, one of the things also that can people should develop, and we're going to talk about this, you know, a lot more extensively, is learning how to scan the area that you're in.
Oh, very important. Now, you're talking externally, because I was just kind of alluding to inside the shop. But, I agree with you. Let's talk a little bit about that. So, you know, outside, and there's so many things and measures that we're going to, like Michael said, really elaborate as we kind of move along with this, because this is not a one-and-done type conversation. We're just beginning to kind of peel back the layers so that you can really understand how important this is. This is just the beginning of many of these health and security conversations that we are going to have through our Hair Radio Get Set program. So I'm happy to talk about it. But again, like you said, Michael, externally. So when you talk about externally, the first thing that jumps in my mind are like cameras.
Very much so, Carrie. Cameras, believe it or not, cameras can deter crime.
Wow.
You know, people sometimes don't think that, Carrie, but cameras can deter crime. And
what about the signs?
Yeah.
So how does that work? So what I would suggest, if you know, definitely cameras, you know, outside the shop and kind of obvious, and make it kind of obvious, and or post a big old sign that says this premises is watched by cameras in many places. Some cameras you see, others you don't.
You don't. And 24/7 and, you know, whatever.
All of that.
All of that.
Yeah.
And it helps. It helps. Statistics.
Good.
You know, Carrie, statistics, when you study crime and, you know, statistics, statistics bear this out, that it's little things that a shop owner, a business owner can do that will deter crime. We used to have a saying when I was in the military, when I was in law enforcement, when I was in security, when I was in that type of world, is that you have different types of targets, we would call them. And you have what they call soft targets, and you have hard targets.
Yeah.
And, when just when you have certain things, and, you know, and as you and I have been saying, we're going to go all out in this, because this is a very important target.
I agree,
but
Michael.
I agree. Yeah, just,
now,
ideas.
Absolutely. Now, we were just saying about the cameras externally. Of course, now, there's a lot of ways that you can look at it and not just have the cameras externally. You can have the cameras internally, inside the buildings areas. When I remember starting out, cameras, to have camera setups used to cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes, it did.
That's what it was in the old days.
Nowadays, it was a fortune.
You can get a good camera system for probably $30. So it's really, the price has come down drastically.
Very much so.
Right? And you can have cameras in all the locations and areas.
And guess what else?
Michael, well, I just want to drive home this point about that, because remember
we said
earlier that externally, by what can deter that is a sign that says some of the cameras are visible, others are not, because that's going to make them also think twice that they can come into your shop and look for the cameras and destroy them. They may not even know what is the camera. So that is the other point I wanted to make. So have them outside and inside. And one other important part about that, Michael, God forbid, any type of occurrence and anything that threatens your security, remember that your neighbors, what you want to do also is get your neighbors to understand and participate that each of you should have cameras that can also overlap the areas that we're talking about.
Interlocking cameras. Oh, yeah, that would be perfect.
That's a great way. You talk about where they will think not just two times. They'll be thinking three and four times about
doing anything at
your location because of the chance that the camera's going to, either your camera or one of your neighbor's cameras will pick up the impropriety. That's just some of the things that when it comes to things that can prevent these types of occurrences with regards to safety at your shop.
You know something else too, Carrie, about the cameras. And as you said, the cost has gone down so much with the camera equipment, and the quality has gone up. The resolution, the resolution of a lot of these cameras for the cost is just amazing.
Right, compared to the way it
really
was.
Is compared to it was just 10 years ago. Just 10 years ago.
Even five.
Some of the high resolution cameras, even with the dark, they can make it look like it's daytime. So you can't help if you had to turn anything over to law enforcement, they couldn't help but identify somebody because of the great resolution of a lot of these cameras.
Absolutely. And Michael, since we talk about what can deter a would-be criminal or someone who doesn't mean any good, who sees you inside your shop or sees clients or what have you, remember that you always want to have windows and things that are kind of unobstructed so that people can always see what's happening inside the shop. That's important. I've always believed that and advocate for that. Use good judgment. So you got to use your good judgment. The other thing, Michael, that we kind of did not talk about on the air, but I think is so important, and that is if you need or feel that it's warranted, you have a big shop, maybe a security guard. A security guard can also deter potentially or possibly deter criminal activity happening at your shop.
Also, Carrie, you could a shop owner could also have off-duty law enforshment.
The security. Yes, that's correct.
Right.
I have a lot of friends who do that kind of thing, and I think that is absolutely amazing. But this is something that is really great. Now, the security guards, it's up to you to make the determination where your comfort level is with whether or not they will be armed, and there are all kinds of legalities and things that you can easily find out in your state what happens and how to do so. But again, having that visual deterrent, a body or two saying, hold it, what are you doing, might be the way for you to go. So that's something to certainly consider. Now, Michael, I just love this conversation. And again,
it's an excellent conversation.
Yes, and this is all about our Hair Radio and our program called Get Set. And SET stands, again, for Salon Emergency Training. And that's really about preparedness, being ready for just about anything. And I really love that. And just even talking about it and kind of planting a seed will help or could potentially help you in the time that you need it to help you. And so that's
Oh yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, Michael. Yes. What were you going to say?
Oh, what I was going to say also, Carrie. Many of the local law enforcement agencies actually have programs where they will send an officer out to your business and they
will. A wellness check.
Right. Pretty much, right. They'll come out, they can look through your business, they can point out things that could be a potential problem as far as, you know, criminal activity. And I mean, it's, you know, and it doesn't.
Yeah, that's a different type of wellness check. But yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, you know, and some of them, they will do internal, external checks, you know, with your security and all that good
stuff.
They'll
give you some tips, right?
They'll give you some helpful tips.
I love that idea. Now, Michael, there are all kinds of firms. And here's my advice, you know, just be aware as the owner, you may not have a big budget where you can hire, you know, this fancy dancy security firm to come in and do a whole bunch of training. So you've got to take a lot of what you hear here at on our special presentation. We're also working on rolling out podcasts and a whole bunch of other things that we'll share with you in the days to come. Right? But I think yeah, I think this is, again, the first step on, and I'm just loving it.
Right.
Okay.
First step. You're right, Carrie. You're absolutely right. This is the first step.
Now, speaking of first steps, to me, having a conversation, since you are the shop owner, you may be also a hairstylist or a barber or at any kind of company for that much. The first thing, as the person in charge, you want to lead with a conversation to me with your team, your staff, the folks who are helping your business, who may be customer-facing or not. So if somebody comes in, you know, that's something that's really super important. And, Michael, just to quickly go back, just while we were talking about external things that could deter crime and all of that, you know, from them coming inside the shop, I just wanted to make sure that we also remind everybody that, again, making sure that the type of door can also deter someone from coming because they can't get in.
Very much so.
So once they know that... Right, that you have a buzzer, they call it a buzzer, on your door so that you have to be buzzed in. And I think that can help. Am I right, Michael, with
Very much so. They have to be buzzed in and buzzed out, Carrie. That is a big deterrent. That's a big deterrent. Because, sure, you could get, you know, somebody get in, they can do a crime, but if you can't get out, you're going to have a problem.
Exactly. And so that's kind of a good barometer as well. Just remember, I love that idea about having to buzz people in and out of your location. And also having it set up where maybe there's a two-step entry. So they can get through the first door, but not the second door. And also, just even if you are able to do a business, most folks may not be able to sustain a shop on folks who only book by appointment. You need that extra dollar, so to speak, as this is, you know, from folks walking in. So managing to, you know, service walk-in clients. Well, see, that's where this kind of thing can get out of hand sometimes with regards to safety concerns. So you kind of have to weigh where your comfort level is with all of this, and I think it's important. But,
it's very important, Carrie.
Right?
It's very
now, Michael,
important, Carrie.
We're going to continue to talk about those conversations with educating your staff and customers and all of that. But first, before we get there, I wanted to kind of talk with you a moment because you really come out of that realm of security and
training.
So let's talk a little bit about that, Michael Hopkins. Can you share with everybody the importance of security training in general and some of your experience?
Oh, yes, sir, very much so. Security training, it is so important. It's essential that if you have a staff, if you have just a staff of one or two people, security training in itself is so very important. You always want to, Carrie, the training part of security, just understanding how things work. Understanding about your surroundings, understanding about how to watch people, how to understand how to ratchet up when you have a situation, an escalating situation, and then how to ratchet it down.
Exactly.
All of that is so, it's so important to understand that stuff. 'Cause we're dealing with the public, Carrie. There's one thing that I learned in over the 20 years that I was in the security realm is that I learned how to deal with the public, with people, and I learned how to observe people. That's the key.
Yeah,
you learn how to watch and observe people. Also,
exactly.
You develop, another thing too, Carrie, that is very good to develop, listening skills. Developing listening skills when you're dealing with people.
I say
you
use
begin
all of the senses that you
all
can.
The sight, hearing, smell.
Exactly.
Just
whatever it takes, Michael Hopkins.
Yep.
And remember,
paying attention.
Paying attention, important.
Yes.
So it kind of reminds me and goes back to having those conversations. You're wondering, how do you start? You understand all of this. You've already kind of got the wonderful security measures in place outside your shop. You've taken the next steps of having things set up with security cameras on the inside, possibly a guard. And again, thinking about where utilizing the booking in advance type idea or the, no walk-ins, where the cash flow is not just, you don't have a big piles of cash sitting there in your shop where someone's thinking they could just walk on in and, and take it off your hands. So what you want to do is really think about that. And again, if you are going to do walk-ins and you've got cash just sitting around, make sure that you have some kind of process, in my opinion, to get it off premises. That's what I believe in. I just get it off premises as quickly as I can. And have very little cash on hand. And try to utilize electronics. Like Michael said, we're in a new age where there's a lot of gadgets and things like that. People and persons.
Right.
Can prepay using credit cards or ATM cards and things like that. And so I just think that can make all the difference with regards to your security and safety. So
yes,
conversations
it does, Carrie.
With your team members, conversations with your customers, it's time to get them on board with your safety plan.
Very much
and
so. Another thing too, Carrie.
What's that?
Practice.
Yes. So that sounds creating a plan and reviewing that plan with your team and customers and literally doing some drills. Michael Hopkins.
Yep, doing those drills. Yes, sir. I know that word very well.
I thought
very
you
well.
Would. Yes.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Remember that conversations can be reinforced with designing pamphlets, can be, with little, all kinds of little sheets and little documents and any little thing that can help them. And not only that, remember you can put posters on your wall that can remind individuals about being safe. So there's
step
many
by step.
That you can take that's going to help, you know, keep safety and security in front and center in the minds of yourself, your staff, your customers and clients. So good stuff.
You know, Carrie, it could even come down to we have certain words that we say when we know there's danger.
Exactly.
Certain
safety
phrases
words
that we
call
say. Safety words. Right. Right. Oh, and you know something else too, Carrie.
What's that, Michael?
We have a safe place to go to.
If you
where
are
there's
safe
danger.
And you know what? Provided that you have the space, but even if you don't have the space, these are still things that you need to decide and speak with your team about. And as Michael said, I think, the safety words, those are that's a really good thing to remember as well. And don't forget, folks, like you said earlier, you got to revisit this. So even you have the best plan, you want to revisit this every chance you get, maybe even kind of, you know, quiz your colleagues inside the shop and, remind them and do flashcards and stuff, because you kind of have to remember to keep this information fresh. Now, one of the types of emergencies that I want to remind you guys out there about, and that's being trained when it comes to not so much some kind of external, break-in or anything like that, but a person who might be in some kind of cardiac distress type situation. And this is why it's important to learn all about providing two-handed, I call it CPR, first aid, and also utilizing those AEDs, Michael, that can help the defibrillators, and they can help to resuscitate someone who is in cardiac arrest. And so these are all kinds of things that I'm so excited to be a part of, and we encourage you to just kind of keep it right here throughout all of our wonderful communications and our platforms, and we will tell you more about how these this wonderful new area for you guys to at least to tune in and get a whole bunch from what we're talking about. So, Michael, that's kind of at least part one of this, to kind of begin to have these conversations. We're going to be kind of breaking it down, exploring this even more so. It can get set. If that's all you can remember, remember the line.
Get
emergency
set.
Training.
S-E-T. That's right.
All
get
right.
Set.
Well, I'm Carrie Hines again, with Michael Hopkins. Awesome.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on Hair? Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
My very special guest joining us today, you guys know her, she's been with us before. She is the director of the International Beauty Show, IBS New York. So we are so excited to welcome back to the broadcast, Elizabeth Vantetti. Good morning, officially.
Good morning. Right. Yeah, you have your cup of coffee in hand. You're ready to go for the day?
I do. You know me well. You know me well. Well, listen, I am so excited, like everybody out there, you know, who goes to the, you know, IBS show. We're just thrilled and just counting down a minute until this show starts for 2024. So I've got to say, you know, tell us what can we expect to see this year, Elizabeth?
A great, great question, Carrie. Well, the show is coming up March 3rd through 5th. It's at Javits in the heart of New York City. And yes, what I'm really excited about this year is that we are leaning into one of our campaigns, which is the Say Yes to You campaign. And it's really all about the licensed professional, right? We want them to come to Javits and just be loved on. We want to revitalize, we want to refresh, rejuvenate, energize, and just give those licensed professionals the skills, tools, education, networking opportunities to really, you know, take it back into their business and just be the rock stars that they are. So one of the things that's new this year is we will have a Say Yes to You hub, which will be a place that we're providing some really interesting education. It's all about their well-being, right? So Sunday, we're going to offer free headshots. We're going to have chair massages in that space. And then on Monday, Tuesday, we're going to be doing some content that will be on mental health and gut health and emotional intelligence and meditation. And this will all be in one specific area on the IBS show floor. Will be, we've got our ambassadors, which are Jenny and David from Industry Aligned. They're going to be there to kind of show the professionals, like, how do they use their body appropriately? You know, when you're cutting hair or you're hoovering over nails, you know, there's so much achiness that happens with your feet and your legs and your back and your neck.
Exactly.
And
that's,
so, yeah, so we want to be able to show them, you know, how do you position your body? So it, you know, you're strengthening your body and not hurting your body. So that's kind of something fun. But then we've also got, you know, some great education, Carrie. We've got the Powerhouse Pavilion is coming back for its second year. We've got the What's New for You Zone. Yay. We've got industry icons. So there's lots going on.
Well, it sounds like it. And we'll be in the house at the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course, to cover as we always do. Yes, we look so forward to it. And I've got to say, you know, you're always connecting industry legends with new folks out there in the industry, and, you know, and you're big on education and all of that. And I just say, for me, it's always exciting. It really is. I bump into folks that, you know, I get to see, and some, you know, we haven't seen in a while, and all of that. Yeah. So this is just a very special time for us, you know, in this business. So I'm looking forward to it.
It is. And it's, you know, we lean into that education. You know, education is so, so important. Yeah. And with, you know, there's over 100 sessions that are, and most of them are free with that admission to the show floor. So we've got texture and curly hair training, which is, you know, hot, hot, hot. We've got business education, how to attract more clients, how to enforce business policy, which I think is huge. I'm in so many of these chat groups where, you know, the customers aren't always so nice to our licensed professionals, right? So how do you best deal with no-shows? How do you get those, you know, address those bad online reviews? There's just so many, you know, nuggets of information that you can pick up on the trade show floor. And we've got hands-on workshops. We've got master classes. And you mentioned, you know, the educators going. We've got Sam Villa, we've got Roger Molina, Monet Everett, Kia Neal, Lupe Voss, Barbie Patel. I mean, it just, Jay Ladder goes on and on and on.
Yes,
I'm
this is
super
so
excited
now,
by the show.
Wednesday morning, March 6, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines, and as always with live radio, you never know what you're going to get. Listen, it's about 8:18 New York time, 7:18 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. Happy to be with you guys. Yeah, it's been a great morning. Again, it's our show number 964. So we are marching towards 1,000 broadcasts. We've been listening across the board. We just had on Elizabeth Santetti from the International Beauty Show out at the Jacob Javits. It was this past weekend. I wanted to just get a little clip, a little tiny segment on with what Elizabeth was saying about the show this weekend that we all went to. It was just fabulous. And I got a few highlights that I wanted to share from the broadcast. From the actual trip to the IBS show and then beyond what actually happened at the show. So we've got a few wonderful little segments to kind of get on for you guys. And just wanted to make some quick announcements. We'll be back. We're here today till 9 o'clock Eastern. Let me get that on out. 8 o'clock Central. We're back on Thursday, so we will have shows for you tomorrow, and we'll see what's going on for Friday. We'll bring you up to date and up to speed. You want to make sure and catch the show from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 for Central Time Zone, and just we're gonna keep doing it up for you guys. So real excited about everything that's going on. So I have to say I had such an incredible weekend with the International Beauty Show IBS coming to town. It was just fabulous. And I got a chance to see a lot of folks that I had not seen in a very, very long time. But each year, normally, I've got to say, honestly, it's freezing here in New York going to the IBS show. There at Jacob Javits, it's right at the water in New York City in Manhattan, the borough of Manhattan, and it's usually very, very cold. This year, in 2024, not the case at all. So it was a beautiful, warm, very warm, mild day, and I think we have some the wonderful coverage of that, and we'll talk, we'll get that on in just a moment. So listen, take a listen again. This is the IBS coverage for 2024, and again, fabulous folks, just the best people on earth, and I'll talk a little bit more about them on the inside. Take a listen. This is just me en route to the show. Michael Hopkins, I am finally pretty much outside the door of the Jacob Javits Center in New York, which is a very large exhibition hall, ready to kind of start my work for the International Beauty Show and our coverage right here on the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. So this is huge for 2024. And
awesome.
Real excited. Yeah, first of all,
yeah.
let me just kind of bring everybody up to speed for you guys who've never been to New York City. It's, first of all, the Jacob Javits Center is one of our premier exhibition spaces. And it's just an honor each year to come here to this event. Well, let me tell you, in New York City for this year, this is the first time I've ever come to the International Beauty Show, and I've been coming here for many years, that it's actually warm. It's warm outside.
Wow.
The sun is shining. I got off the train, and it was just an incredible, you know, no one was wearing a coat. This is unusual. I have never come to an IBS show where there wasn't ice and snow and cold, wet rain and cuckoo stuff that I've literally had to buy a hat and scarf just to walk a few blocks. So
wow.
Michael, this is a huge treat. And the International Beauty Show folks, they're going to be very excited. So because of that, I think the turnout is going to be much larger than it would typically be.
Oh, I think so, Carrie, because of the weather. Warm like that, and, you know, people not wearing jackets or thick coats, no gloves.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, they should have an excellent turnout. Wow, yes, they should.
Absolutely. Well, Michael Hopkins, let me also tell all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show that we are super, super excited to go in, get set up, because first, remember, I think you heard our interview that we did with Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Vincetti,
who is the woman behind this incredible annual event. Talk about what to expect in this year. So I am super, super, super excited. I can't wait to see her inside, along with all of the folks who are coming out to support the show. And like I said, turnout in 2024, I think it's going to be the biggest turnout ever. And we're going to do it every morning, so sure. We're going to have a lot of coverage, pictures online, and lots of conversations with folks that we're going to be sharing. So what do you think, Michael, when you hear me talk about the show? And remember the interview that we did with Liz.
Oh, yeah, I remember it very well. And it sounds like you're just going to have an awesome time there today. It really does. I mean, balmy weather. And I remember Elizabeth talking about all the excitement, the booths, the breakouts. It's just fantastic. It really sounds fantastic.
I am right outside the door of the Jacob Javits Center, again in New York City, ready for the International Beauty Show, the largest event for our industry. And so I'm super, super excited. About to walk through the door. Then I got to whip out my camera because we got to get some pictures.
Very much so.
And all of that.
Oh,
it's packed
yes.
already. I can see it.
Wow.
I'll see some videos and all that good stuff in just a moment or two. Let's take some footage. So, Michael and all of the fans, stand by. We'll be covering this event for quite a bit. And we're just getting started. So, Michael,
very
thank you much to all of everybody tuned in. And I can say, just stay tuned.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we are literally broadcasting live. We're at the International Beauty Show in New York City. I am so excited. Now, listen, you guys know, Siobhan. She's been on our show a million times. She's one of our biggest collaborators and supporters to the broadcast. Well, listen, today is a special treat. We have one of her many knees. She's got a couple. Okay. But this many knees, not so many anymore. Okay. Let me just bring to the line one of my favorite folks out there, of course. We're talking about Niamani. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hi. It's such an honor to be with the legendary Sherry Hines.
Oh, I love it. So tell me now, hold it. You're doing big things out there yourself. So how does it feel to be here at the show with your mom?
You know what? It actually feels like a birthright because I've seen you and my mom do it for so long, so I'm immersed in it. And it feels like I'm finally embracing my nature, right, my natural ability. So I'm honored.
And I got to say, first of all, you also are going to be, your two little ones who are not so little either, we're going to bring them into the family business as well.
Yep.
So how do you feel about that? Are you going to point them in the direction of hair and beauty?
Yes. So I hope that Zion takes up barbering, right? And then Zoe, she's a star of her own. She's always hair, nails, everything. So my mom all over again for sure.
Well, speaking of which, Siobhan, what on God, I have to say, I mean, how awesome is it to be here with Niamani today?
You know what? It's absolutely amazing. I remember, you know, what's really sentimental about this moment is when I was in hair school many years ago, I was actually pregnant with her. So I've always envisioned us, you know, running a family operation in the hair industry. So this right here is priceless. This is definitely God ordained.
All right. And we're shouting, of course, Miss Amora, who's overseas at this moment. We got to just put that on out there. Big shout out. But she can hear us right on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're worldwide. Okay? It's available to listen in.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thanks so much. We're going to be walking around. We got a lot of things to get into today, right?
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones-Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Like Black History Month, Women's History Month is 365 days of the year. So I'm just honored to be able to celebrate the struggles, the achievement, past and present, of women who have built and molded our country, our lives. They have advocated, and we continue to advocate for equality, for voting rights, for diversity, for inclusion. They have just created opportunities and contributed just so much, and continue. We continue right now. So I'm just very honored to just be able to just celebrate.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I am literally on location out here at the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City. I have with us, for the first time, a very special guest joining us right now to tell us all about her participation with this year's show. It's Miss Patricia Grooms Jones from the Beauty Haven. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing well here from San Diego, California, by way of Philadelphia. That's where I'm originally from. And I'm here in the Powerhouse Pavilion. I'm going to be sitting on this panel this afternoon, Diversifying Your Salon. But about me, this is my eighth year here at the International Beauty Show. I'm teaching three classes tomorrow. I'm a cosmetologist, barber, esthetician. I'm the Holy Trinity baby. Okay.
I love it. So what are you looking to most get out of this experience?
I think more importantly is more about what I can share. This is my 30th year in the business. I am a teacher by trade. I'm a tenured faculty at San Diego City College in San Diego. And, you know, where I get the new talent ready. So awesome.
And that's so important. I mean, this year, the show looks a little different. It seems like it's continuing to grow. It's bouncing back. How was it out in San Diego area, dealing with all of the things from the last several years? What can you say now?
I think the thing that we have to remember is that because of the pandemic and the little stuff that happened prior to, you know, you have your influencers that are having a lot of influence on the business. Yeah. And so, you know, we got comfortable with being able to do our own, or obviously not as well as a professional. So that part is what we really need to focus on and try to bring back, because I think the professionalism is being missed by the non-professional influence that's happening within our market.
I call it YouTube Beauty Academy.
Well, yeah, but I ain't advertising for YouTube. I'm not advertising for the YouTube, because I think it has its place,
right,
but I don't think that it should take the place of the professional beauty experience.
I'm leaving you alone. Okay.
Outstanding,
outstanding. I really have to say, we got to have you back soon on the show.
Well, I would love to.
Okay.
You can Zoom me in. I'm in San Diego. Zoom would be awesome.
Well, I have one of our amazing, well, first of all, we have an amazing following in California. Sam himself is from Northeast out there. And he's up in the San Francisco area. Plus, we have Keisha McAllister not far from him. We have a lot of California folks.
Okay.
You guys got to get up a little earlier to tune in.
That's
okay.
You got to come to SoCal,
because
that's where it's happening.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, listen, guys, I just want to thank you so much for being with us, okay? Now, tell everybody how they can find you. Are you on social media?
I am just at The Beauty Haven on Instagram.
All right. You heard it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you. Outstanding. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, it is my great honor to bring back to the show for the first time in quite a long time right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys, you hear her all the time. She's a big, big part of our success over the years. And you've gotten to know her as someone you can trust, just value information out there. And she does so much research on our behalf, a very, very special contributor to our broadcast. I believe she's our chief contributor. We're talking about the one and only Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Hit Heart. Mary, good morning.
Hello.
And welcome back.
Oh, what a wonderful introduction. Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Yes. Well, I think this is exciting. First, I want to just remind everybody, let's talk a little bit, because it's been a while since we had a chance to check up with you on some of the wonderful things about Hair Hit Heart. First, just remind everybody real quickly, then we're going to get into our convo of the day, I call it. But what can you remind us about Hair Hit Heart?
Well, Hair Hit and Heart is a combination of a variety of passions I have and places where I lend my advocacy. And so I established that company in 2015. I talk about safety, health, everything related to hair, getting you through a variety of transitions, safety for the service provider, and I do some art related to those things, some folk arts as well, and photography. But what I am doing right now, I have a book coming out probably in the beginning of the year. It'll be out and released, about salon safety for especially those dynamic beauty professionals who are out there on the front lines.
Wow. Well, listen, this is really, we're going to be reminding you guys whenever Mary's book is out, because you may be hearing it before then, you may be hearing it after then. So we'll keep you guys out there informed. But, yes, safety, and this is a great conversation to get into this morning, Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Hit Heart, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, because times have changed. And we used to just sit in the chair at the salon, or even nowadays you've got a lot of folks who are, you know, at home doing hair care thanks to the Internet. But I'm concerned about safety. Now, there was a huge story, and I don't know if you saw this, Mary, and a lot of you guys out there have probably seen this, and it was really such a sad story. It's about a young girl, and I think she was like a teenager or something, like a real young girl, who was having her hair done.
somebody's kind of like a home or a set up shop, it didn't seem to me, maybe it was a shop, but the young person doing the hair services had not been licensed at the time. And I remember this story because she set some kind of heating utensil, next to an aerosol can of some sort, and it
exploded.
Yeah, and the poor girl had all these kind of burns over her face and so forth, and it was just an awful story. And so it's still out there on the internet. I'm sure you can Google it. But just the idea of safety being so much an issue. Safety is always an issue, but this was just awful.
Yeah,
and
safety in the home. Do you know we have more accidents in the home than not? So when they're taking the salon into the home and mixing this, that, and the other thing, it's a little scary.
It is, and it can be, and you're absolutely right, Mary. So I just want to say, I'm grateful that you guys out there, Mary, doing all the work of helping folks to be mindful of safety when it comes to the hair community or getting your hair done or work at the salon or any of those things. I'm just very pleased that somebody's out there looking out for the folks who are patronizing these businesses. So good move, Mary.
Beauty's like an inherently risky business. And then what are risks to others, like in the home and whatever, elevate to problems in our industry because of the levels of exposure we experience every day. So that's the big difference. Yeah, you can color your hair and do whatever. But awareness is so important no matter what level you're practicing.
Yeah, I just remember when back in the days, I'm not going to tell you quite how long ago, it'll give my whole age away today. But I remember that the folks at Chi Products, CHI, you guys know them. They have the red cans out there and everything is red.
Love the product.
I call them Chi. They're huge. They're a really, really big company. I've interviewed them many times right here on the show. I've run into them at the hair shows and all of that. So they've been on our show many times. But one of my favorite interactions with them, they flew me out to Houston, which is where they, in Houston, Texas, where they have their big plant. And I had a chance to go there and tour the plant and then meet up with the CEO at the time, who I believe he's still running things, but I remember he was the CEO. And to me, they were banging the drum about protecting the rights of the stylists who were inhaling all of those harmful products at the time. This was years ago, and nobody was really talking about it then.
And they still aren't.
About that much. Yeah, and that's bad. It is very sad because as a stylist or barber, for that much, anybody that is constantly inhaling. Now, see, here's the thing with a lot of stuff. It may not be as harmful because it's infrequently used. Doesn't mean it
can't. It's kind of like being. It's kind of like being a little bit pregnant. I mean, it's there. How you move it forward really depends on so many variables that it's hard to package. So I'm not going to completely say that the FDA dropped the ball on things totally by design.
Oh, well, hold it. We haven't even gotten to the FDA yet. But let me just tell you that I love those folks who are beating the drums out there about these types of things. But they're still doing it, and they're still letting folks know that, you know, and a lot more hairstylists are aware these days. Thanks, because remember, you know, Mary.
Well,
because
they're noticing. Yeah, they're noticing their comrades are falling. Yeah, one in five of us has to leave our industry early because of these types of things.
Exactly, and that's the thing, and so. I'm grateful that many more hairstylists are aware of these things. And if you can be aware, then you are in better position to make better choices for your life, but also the lives of your clients. And I just think that that is a great thing. Now, where we are today, and so many of these companies and corporations, it's hard to just let, you know, here's what I believe has happened, where in America we just kind of let the corporations kind of govern themselves with this, where it comes to products and sometimes other things. But, you know, today we're talking about the hair products and all of that, the beauty products in general. And I think that that's been something that has become problematic to a big degree. So now it's all in, it's in the news everywhere. You can Google it out there if you don't believe us. But yeah, the FDA is looking at banning products. Now, maybe by the time you listen to this, that will have changed, or maybe there will be some products banned. They have specifically called out chemicals like formaldehyde. And and so many others. But let me just say, I think that's great for me personally. Of course, this is these are things that most people in the country who are not in the hair business, like we are, Mary, many folks are not even aware that the chemicals and that things that are in these products may be harmful. And I'll tell you why. Because they just see a product on the shelf and assume, I believe this is the case, that folks just assume that the FDA or just that it's safe. In other words, the bartender, or what is the alcoholic is the bartender has to regulate himself and control himself. And that's the thing, and it's a poor analogy, but that's kind of the idea that we make the assumption that these products are safe.
Yeah,
and
we're so trusting.
We're so trusting, and you just really hit it on the head. We hit it on the head, and that I think that's the thing. What were you going to say, Mary?
Well, I was going to expound, and you know, I'm all for self-determination and safety, but these industrial chemicals, and that's what we're talking about with the formaldehydes and some of those others. They're called grasses, so generally recognized as safe, or safe, right? And as a rule, they're found in beauty products that are unregulated, except if you are going to ingest them, if you're actually going to eat them, right? Then there's some rules in place, stricter rules. But many chemicals, like you mentioned, the formaldehyde, glycol, those are staples in shampoos and conditioners. They're absorbed through the skin. There's fumes that we use with our burned plastics, if you're still burning plastic. We offer sharp services, so things with needles, right? And there's no protocols or protections in place in our industry specifically, although, like, if you were in a hospital, you know, there are some definite ways that you handle a needle. And so this makes the people who are using beauty products, especially the service providers, especially prone to overexposures and high risk of injury and illness. Around 15% of the people in the United States have HIV and don't even know it. And, you know, it's just dangerous just from doing our job. But luckily, you mentioned earlier something about the MACRA Act that that came about in 2022. So that it's holding the FDA more accountable for protecting people. So
well,
that's
I mean, I don't know. All I know is that, and what you had mentioned about the GRAS and all of that, which is great. Here it says online information with the graphs are substances generally recognized as safe, as Mary pointed out, by the United States Food and Drug Administration. They say that the group includes a variety of substances, and I would imagine that to be true. However, many of the things that we have come to believe can be quite harmful have, in fact, proven to be harmful. My thing is that the FDA, you know, to me, you have to be your own best advocate these days. But I remember seeing a lot of the harmful products when I launched my hair company and we started with our natural hair products. I wanted to make certain that we did not include the typical, you know, any harmful products with those chemicals and things like that. But I will tell you, my favorite thing, I saw a lot of them, the chemicals on the traditional shampoos that are in the supermarkets or wherever you're going to buy your shampoos and stuff, and they had chemicals going 95 south. And I remember the old days. I remember looking when I was a kid on the back of the bottle of shampoo that we had in the house, which was awful. I was a little kid. And we had just bargain shampoo, and I remember it had formaldehyde. I remember the word, and it had it in the shampoo. Now, let me tell you something. Anything you look at that has the word formaldehyde.
Run. Well, they're getting clever now. They don't only use the formaldehyde itself. They'll use a derivative, so it could be formalin.
Oh,
it could be derivative. Glycol. It could, yep. A version of it. But trust, if your hair doesn't grow in that same way, there's some kind of strong industrial
Mary,
chemical
but here's
involved.
The thing. If it is banned, they have to also ban those derivatives. But what they do, like you said, it's the same way that sugar, you know, no matter how you look at sugar on the back of packages, you will never be able to figure out on food packaging if sugar is included, because they have an unlimited number of words that they pretty, to me, it seems like they just make up. That takes the place of it. Under the guise of trying to hide and fool the buying public. So that's my personal thing, and I know that's a little
serious. I've got help. Help is on the way, Carrie. Help is actually here. There's some, I know I had talked about this before, but there are apps now available, and I won't say the good or the bad, but there are at least some apps available that will read the label, right, and tell you if, say, something's, what the impact is on a body of whatever, and they might rate them good, bad, ugly, or run, or, you know, 1 to 10, you know,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, I had thought of it years ago, and I just couldn't get any traction and funding for it, but at least somebody did. So there's a couple of groups. One is called Yuka, Y-U-K-I, so Yuki, whatever. It looks like a carrot. That's one. And then another app is Think Dirty, but basically they read labels and tell, and those labels can tell the impact or the effect on the body of those chemicals that are in them.
Because that is what we kind of need out there. We kind of, again, you have to be your own best advocate, because, you know, it feels like sometimes folks who we think are necessarily looking out for us doesn't always feel that way. So, Mary, I just want to say thank you, because this is something that we have to constantly be aware of. We have to look to, you know, and I would be remiss if I don't talk a little bit about some of these things through the chemical straighteners. And that's kind of where this emanated from, is with regards to the FDA now looking to ban a lot of these products that are in the chemical straighteners. So I'm just saying, And according to what they are saying at the NIH, who did their released their report, you know, the National Institutes of Health, back in the end of 2022, to all kinds of things out there. You know, this is a layered thing where and the report essentially said that African-American women were more prone to potentially develop, at that time they were saying uterine cancer. But larger scope of things now is kind of linked into all different forms of cancer. And that's why the FDA is looking at, you know, really expounding this and banning these chemicals. And again, the only reason that they said the African-American women, not that all, it's really not about necessarily the color, but the frequent use of the products that led to the potential danger, according to what they were saying at the time. So that's just how it was rolled out. Then we've talked about it. So, Mary, we have, I've chatted with different folks in the hair business across the whole line of folks. And everybody, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But it seems to me that some, depending upon if they had a horse in the race, kind of that was their motivation, whether they were for or against it. And I just want to say, that's why the Hair Radio Morning Show, we love the truth. We love watching the hair business. We keep a very close eye on everything that we can. And we are in the middle of everybody. We love everybody. We want everybody to be part of this conversation. Mm-hmm. We do. And I think that I think this is great, Mary. And Mary, it's nice to always
It's important
hear
that you get the message
yeah.
out. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's just good to have a place to share the message, get people thinking, get them to dig a little deeper. Very important.
Yeah.
And just be aware, increasing awareness. Thank you for continuing to provide that outlet, Carrie.
Yes. Thank you, Mary. And I just want to say, folks, again, Mary Reed Johnson, you guys can hear her right here across the Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast. You know, we are right now at the point and beyond, we are kind of closing in very shortly on our 1,000th broadcast again and beyond. So you could be hearing this anytime. But I just want to say, Mary, you've been a big part of our success here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we so much appreciate you. As I opened up the segment with that, what has it meant to you being part of this Hair Radio Show, because and I'm going to remind everybody out there about our early days, Mary, that I remember. So, but what has it meant to you? You built a fan base of people here at the broadcast, and so many people, we listen for the next Mary Reed Johnson special that, you know, whether it's a 10 favorite type things that we didn't know or just interviews or helping us to hold down the fort. What has it meant to you with all of this, Mary Reed Johnson, Hairhead Heart?
That is a big question. But I would say pretty much everything, because you touch everything and you touch all the types of people in the industry, you know, from Willie Morrow to relatives and the legacy of different industry icons. You talked like this morning a little bit about regulatory innovations. You know, you have been boots on the ground experiencing product startup and carry through. You know, you've written a book, you know, all kinds of things. So people are paying attention, they will absolutely glean some nuggets. And you have some wonderful co-hosts, you know, that come in and are part of the program.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you go to Hair Radio, whichever antenna that you're part of with Hair Radio Network, then you will get some meat. And I think you can't even touch that. That's good.
Listen, folks, Mary, outstanding. Thank you so much. And it's hard to even think that we could ever have come this far without Mary. And I remember the first time I was just blessed to be on Mary's show. And don't know how it all happened, but that's what happened. And from there, we have been, you've been just family to our broadcast and our network. So just wanted to say thank you on that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it. All right, folks. We're thanking Mary Reed Johnson again, Hairhead Heart. Check her out. And again, she'll be back soon. All right. Stay with us. We've got a lot more.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Everybody, it's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Keri Hinds and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show.